Carr, gun. Now three by one formation, three left. They throw to the three side. Bubble screen to Cooper. A block from Penn. 40, 30, 20, 15. Cuts inside. 10, 5, touchdown! Raiders! 52 yards to Amari Cooper.
Joined now by Amari Cooper, fresh off a win in San Diego. And we saw that 52-yarder. Take us back to that moment, that play. Obviously, a lot of big plays over the weekend, but that one in particular.
I just had some really nice blocks on the play for Rodney in particular. He made a huge block for me. Gave me the opportunity to cut up field and, you know, make a play.
You've had a lot of big plays this season, taking the league by storm. Five catches, 133 yards, a touchdown in that game. But we could go back to all your stats and what you've strung together so far. Week 7, now we're entering week 8. Just take us through as a rookie what the first 7 weeks have been like for you.
It's been kind of like a journey, a learning process, playing a whole bunch of different DBs, different than college, because every week it's a tough matchup, and these guys are really good and physical.
How different is the game? Anytime you talk to a rookie, they talk about the speed of the game. Obviously, you're one of the fastest guys out there. So how different is the speed from college to the pros in your shoes?
The speed is different. Guys are faster. I would just say guys are better. The DBs I go up against, they use their hands more. They're more physical, and they know the game well.
Jack Del Rio says, you just come to work. You love football. Is it just that you put in so much work and you see it translate on the field? And where did you get that work ethic from?
It's just how I was raised. I definitely like to work hard. I'm a firm believer if you get the things that you work for.
Having Derek Carr, obviously he's not a rookie, but his sophomore season, how nice is it that you guys are on the same page? You're coming up together. There's so much hope for this team and that you guys have similar goals.
Yeah, Derek is really diligent in his approach. He always tells me, you know, how the corners like to play, how the safeties like to play and stuff like that. So he's always giving me tips.
What's the message been like this week and getting the momentum from the Chargers win, coming back home and trying to keep that up against another team? You look at the Chargers game, they were coming off an emotional loss. Now you look at this Jets team and it's a similar situation for them.
We're going up against a really good team. The message has just kind of been we have to start getting on a roll if we want to, you know, make the playoffs.
Okay, so now we get to the fun part of this interview. It's the five questions. We get personal with you. Your first job ever. You mentioned your mom's work ethic and watching her work hard. So what was your first job growing up?
This is my first job.
This is your very first job. Who was your favorite athlete growing up?
Probably Randy Moss.
This is Back to the Future themed. If you could go back to 1 year in your life, what would it be, or is it right now?
Probably sometime in elementary school.
Back in the day. Don't grow up. It's a trap. That's what they say. We always ask the best dancer on the team, so I want to know the worst dancer. Maybe the guy that thinks he can dance but can't?
Definitely Walt. He can't dance. He always tries to dance in practice, but
doesn't. But what's he out there doing? I mean, just two left feet falling over himself or just bad?
Just bad.
What's your go-to dance move?
I don't dance.
Fastest player on the team. If you guys were to do a foot race right now, who's winning?
Taiwan.
100-meter dash, Donald Penn, Khalif Barnes, John Feliciano. Who's winning that race?
Donald.
Donald's got some wheels on him?
Yeah, he got some wheels.
You've lived in Florida, Alabama. You're now here on the West Coast. So best burger joint, is it In-N-Out or is it Five Guys? You have to settle the record here.
I like Five Guys.
Oh, man. Yep. We haven't brought you over to the dark side here on the West Coast. No double-double animal style?
Five Guys is just really good.
Thank you so much, Amari. Good luck to you the rest of the season.
We're going to see the Miami Dolphins get great pressure up the field and collapse the pocket with a four-man rush. It's a good sign if you're the Raiders.